ओम शांति। 15th अप्रैल 2019 मंडे। टुडे स्लोगन, दोज हू रिमेन कॉन्स्टेंटली हैप्पी हार्टेड आर लव्ड बाय द सेल्फ एंड बाय एवरीवन। दोज हू रिमेन कॉन्स्टेंटली हैप्पी हार्टेड are loved by the self and by everyone. So those who are happy-hearted, those who are always happy, they are loved by self and they are loved by everyone. They love themselves and they are loved by everyone. So Baba is, and Baba has always told us to be happy. Baba loves happy hearts. So those who are always happy, automatically they receive love from everyone. And Baba doesn't like the language of sometimes happy. He says, stay happy all the time. Always happy. And whole world is also trying to be happy, and yet happiness is a very elusive thing. Happiness eludes, it escapes. In spite of doing everything for happiness, you find that happiness is not there. It's something like, as was previously mentioned, a king had gifted a necklace to his daughter, and the princess got very fond of that necklace, and one day that necklace got lost, and everywhere the search was carried out but to no avail. And then the king announced a handsome prize to the person who would get it. And everybody was searching, but nobody could find. And then it is shown that one young man was passing by the palace, and there was a pond which was filled with dirty water. And the man sees the shining thing in the pond, and he feels that this is the necklace which the princess had lost. So he tries to take out that necklace with his hand, but nothing comes in his hand. He tries multiple times. 2-3 times he gets inside the water, but then he still couldn't get. But every time he would come back, there was something shining in that pond. And he was really frustrated. And then a sage is passing by that way, and the sage asks him, what is the problem? And he says, earlier reluctant, but later on he says that the princess had lost the necklace and there is a huge prize for that if somebody gets it. So I am trying to get the necklace, but I am not able to get it. And you can even see that it is shining there. And the sage says, my dear son, the necklace is not there in the pond, it is up there hanging on the branch of the tree. So happiness is something like that. It's hanging up there on the branch of the tree, while there is a pond and there is a reflection of that necklace and it shines here. And we feel that necklace is here. But necklace is not there. There is a tree and it is hanging here. So happiness is also like that. The real happiness is up above and the reflection is there down on the earth. And people are searching happiness here. And all the enjoyments of this life, relationships, money, wealth, children, name, position, post, different inventions of science and so on, all the comforts and conveniences of this world. So real happiness is not here. The real happiness is up above, which is somewhere up. And we have lost sight of this happiness. And that's why all effort goes waste and futile. So Baba says, you have understood what is the real happiness. You don't waste your time searching happiness in the muddy waters of this world. You are searching happiness up above. And real happiness is always spiritual. It cannot be physical. So Baba wants us to be happy all the time. All the time seeking the happiness which is real, which is not elusive, which is not unreal. So, those who are happy are loved by themselves and those who are happy are loved by others. The question is how to stay happy all the time. Because the wind of unhappiness is ever blowing in the world. Because the entire atmosphere is one of pain, misery and suffering. If we compare the world to a box filled with vibrations, this world is filled with the vibrations of pain. Because every soul is suffering. Every soul is in deep agony and pain. And such unlimited sufferings and pain in the world that the entire vibration is one of pain and suffering. So, while staying in such a world, if one wants to stay happy, what should one do? And Baba has told us many ways to stay happy. One of the ways of staying happy was told yesterday only. And what was that? To keep balance will make you happy. Don't go to the extremes. All extremes are dangerous. Keeping balance, that was in yesterday's Murli. Keep balance of everything in life that makes you happy. The moment the pendulum is swinging more towards one side, the process of happiness starts, unhappiness starts. The mind is always swinging from one pole to another pole. So, happiness is to get stabilized here. So, to keep balance is one of the ways to become happy. What else? How to stay happy all the time? In life, in this Brahmin life, the greatest source of happiness is purity. Because happiness and peace are the obedient children of purity. They play in the lap of purity. So, when you adopt purity in life, happiness follows on its own accord. When you make purity the integral part of your life, happiness cannot remain aloof. It has to come. So purity is one of the things Baba has told us. If you want to stay eternally happy, if you want the perennial river of happiness to flow in your heart, keep the heart pure, unadulterated, unspoiled. And then for happiness, getting up early in the morning, Amrit Vela, and to have a very powerful connection with Baba is the best way to stay happy. Because He is the ocean of happiness. And the moment we connect with Him, all His energy starts flowing in the soul. To stay, remain connected with Him. To stay with Him all the time. To stay in His company. To talk with Him. To converse with Him. To invoke Him. To take His help. To express gratitude. To remain lost in Him. That makes one happy. So yoga, powerful yoga, is a way to remain happy. And then Murli, churning of Murli makes one happy. There's nothing more beautiful in this Brahmin life than churning of knowledge. It is the best exercise for the mind, for the soul. It is the best spiritual training of the soul. When you take one point of knowledge and try to expand it. So churning, reflecting, meditating, contemplating, trying to understand any point of knowledge and trying to go into the depth of that point automatically makes you happy. So, for all Brahmins, churning should become an inevitable part of their lives. Churning leads to earning and churning leads to learning also. So churning, earning and learning, these are interlinked. So churning of knowledge, churning of Murli, going into the depth of knowledge. And not only that, trying to apply that knowledge in our day-to-day lives. That makes one happy. And then what else? Service. Service makes one happy. The more you serve, the more you feel happiness. The butterfly of happiness starts flying in your heart. So, seek every small way to serve. The best way to become happy is to make someone happy. And there is no dearth of unhappiness in the world. Unhappy people are galore. So, serve them. Serve physically. Serve mentally. Serve spiritually. Serve the yajna. Serve the world. Keep on serving all the time. If you are not serving somebody physically, serve them through your vibrations. Serve them through knowledge. Serve them through vibrations, through knowledge, through your thoughts, through your vritti, through your drishti, through your love. So there are different ways of serving. But serve. Serving is very important because serving makes one happy. Selfless service makes one happy. Detached service makes one happy. A service without expectation makes one happy. A service which is as per Srimad makes one happy. A service which is done in the spirit of soul consciousness and God consciousness makes one happy. So, any service will make you happy. What else? How to remain happy in this Brahmin life? Yoga, knowledge, service, what else? Padai is knowledge, Murli. What else? Creativity. There should be newness in everything. Unless and until you bring newness, happiness would be a missing dimension. So newness or creativity, bring newness in everything, in outlook, in perspective, in seeing things, in watching things, in writing, in relationships, in yoga, in knowledge, in service, everything. There should be something creative we are doing every day, something which we have never done before, something which is absolutely newfangled. So bringing creativity in life, in this Brahmin life, will make you happy. What else? Gratitude. Attitude of gratitude, expressing gratitude. Every day think of three things for which you should be grateful. At least three things. In the foreign countries, they maintain gratitude journal. Gratitude journal. Express gratitude. Express thankfulness. Express thankfulness to things you have got. So the way to remain happy is to have a grateful heart. A heart which says thank you. Thanks to Baba and thanks to Brahmin family and thanks to Yajna and thanks to Madhuvan and thanks to all Brahmins and thanks to this godly knowledge which God is giving us and teaching us. God, thanks for all the attainments, thanks for all the divine relationships, thanks for everything that we have got in this life. Rather than becoming a complaint box, let the heart be filled with the sense of gratitude. So, gratitude makes one happy. What else? What else? What are the other things that makes you happy? Nature. Go in the proximity of nature, Prakriti. Exercising, walking, you know, these are the things that make you happy. There are a lot of scientific studies done on exercise. Before the workout and after the workout, you are a different person. There is no person who has done workout. After workout, he has not become happy. Some hormones are released, some endorphins are released, and that make you happy. So going for a walk, doing exercise, or pranayama, or yogasana, all these things also make one happy. Because there is a physiological and biological link to happiness in those things. So, going in the proximity of nature, being with nature, if you want to understand God, the nearest place is nature. Sit in the nature. Learn the silence. Hear the silence. Understand the silence. The soundlessness. You must have seen at night in Mount Abu. All the mountains, they become so silent. The mountains, they are very silent. Just to look at those mountains and feel their silence. You look at the Naki Lake at night, it is still. You look at the starry sky at night, it is so still. So whenever there is a stillness, look at the sunrise, so still, no voice. It is not making any announcement that I am coming. So wherever there would be stillness, the same stillness will percolate into mind. Wherever there would be silence, soundlessness, wordlessness, automatically mind will become calm. And calm mind is a gateway to the kingdom of God. The calm mind will take one to the bodiless stage. And that's why all the poets, they loved nature very much. All the saints, they loved nature very much. Why? Because they would not like the din and the clamor of the world. They would prefer silence more than anything else. The greatest silence has the greatest powers. The highest power, the greatest silence are fed. That's Swami Vivekananda said somewhere. The deeper our silence, the more we are connected to God. So seeking nature, going in the proximity of nature, listening the chirping of the birds, listening the silence, that makes one happy. What else? What are the things that makes one happy? There are many things. We have discussed few. So be happy and don't worry. So Baba is saying in today's slogan, those who are happy, they are loved by themselves and by everyone. So stay happy hearted. Rather than becoming a box of worry, tension, stress, follow these principles of godly life, the maryadas, the life, the codes of conduct, and one becomes happy. Thank you.